Tempur-Pedic is the number one mattress in America, and Chicagoland buys it at Art Van Pure Sleep, the Midwest number one mattress store. Only Art Van Pure Sleep has an exclusive diagnostic sleep test that fits you to the right Tempur-Pedic for your body and your budget at the lowest price. And Art Van Pure Sleep will back it up with our exclusive 365-night guarantee. If you don't feel your Tempur-Pedic mattress is right for you, just return it and get your money back. Shop today, Chicagoland, and get a free Amazon Echo, plus no interest for 72 months. And every Tempur-Pedic is in stock for immediate free next-day delivery guaranteed. If not, your Tempur-Pedic mattress is free. It's where Chicagoland buys Tempur-Pedic.
Art Van Pure Sleep, the great night sleep store.
See it all and shop it all at artvan.com.
Me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 3 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal, and the first four games between the two teams have been decided by one goal. The Wolves host Rockford in a rematch that's coming up on Saturday, December 30th at the Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Let's start with some pro basketball, and the marquee game tonight is between the two hottest teams in the league, the Bulls and the Cavaliers. Cleveland has won 18 of 20, and the Bulls' win streak is up to 7, all since Nico Mirotic got back to the team. So the question to Mirotic, does 7 straight wins turn into 8 tonight?
I mean, why not? I mean, we are going there to win, of course. I cannot promise that we're going to win, but we're going to do our best for sure. The way we've been playing the last 7 games, it was completely different, and we're going to do our best. We'll go now to Cleveland, do our job in the morning, and try to win.
And we'll see, but we do know that the list of candidates for the 2018 Basketball Hall of Fame, it's out, and that list includes Jason Kidd and Steve Nash, both great point guards in their time. Also on the list, Ray Allen, Grant Hill, Chauncey Billups, and Rip Hamilton, and former college coaches Lefty Driesell, Bob Huggins, and Raleigh Massimino. Hockey, the Blackhawks will be after their 6th win in a row tonight when they play down in Dallas, and the Wolves won their 6th in a row this afternoon. They beat Grand Rapids coming from behind to win the game, final 5-4. Join former Cubs pitcher Kerry Wood and an all-star lineup of celebrity bartenders at the 7th annual Woody's Winter Warm-Up on January 12th at Harry Carey's 7th Inning Stretch and Chicago Sports Museum. Enjoy cocktails, dinner, meet-and-greet experiences, and bid on great items. Proceeds benefit the Wood Family Foundation. Learn more and purchase your ticket today at woodys.brownpapertickets.com. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Schaumburg Kia. When searching for a new Kia, search for SchaumburgKia.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Illinois Media School.
Regulator, mount up! We're caught!
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller. With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com and Facebook Live. It is time for us to talk to our guy. You can find him on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. We got some NFL football and some bowl action and some draft stuff to get into it with him. He is Matt Miller. Matt, how you doing?
Doing well, boys. Good
how's,
to talk to you.
How's the coat drive? Did it already happen? Or is it still going on?
Normally, it's going very well, thank you. Normally, I would always stop it about now because I guess, you know, a couple days before Christmas. But for whatever reason, the need this year is extraordinary. So we're just not going to stop. We're just going to keep doing it until people don't need coats anymore. And then maybe they'll need something else. So instead of shutting it down, I'm just going to keep it going. So I just got home at FedEx. Delivered a Indiana Pacers signed basketball, so I'm going to get that posted. There's a bunch of jerseys on my Facebook page right now that people can bid on. So, yeah, man, it's crazy to see that I think this is just going to become a year-round thing.
I've got a strange question that I don't know that I've asked you before, because we had Pete Futek on talking about signing day and trying to make sense of signing day. What is the effect of college signing information on someone who does what you do when you're looking at playing time and possible domino effect of who could be moved to a position based on a glut at a certain spot, or is that overthinking it?
Nope, that's a great question, and it's one of those things I've never talked about because it's like one of those little secrets in our business that we can do is if a school like this year was different, but like I'm a Texas fan. They were going after all these JUCO offensive linemen. And if we hadn't known that Connor Williams was going to declare, you could have kind of read the tea leaves and been like, oh, okay. Or like Wisconsin picking up a JUCO linebacker. Makes me think TJ Edwards is probably going to declare. So it's not like you don't get a lot of great information out of it, you know, but you could maybe predict some things or see like where, you know, teams' weaknesses might be or if guys are leaving early. I don't get into signing day a whole lot. I mean, as a fan, I do, but as an analyst, like, it's hard enough to evaluate these guys at 21 or 22. I don't know how people do it at 16, 17, 18.
Has anyone stuck out the first six or seven bowl games to you? I got a chance to watch due to the recommendation. My guy, Nick Shepkowski, the wide receiver from SMU last night. Not a good showing by SMU, but I got a chance to watch a big, strong dude run up and down the field. Who's shown you anything early in the bowl season?
Yeah, you're right, man. Cortland Sutton, he's the real deal, and he's going to be interesting because I think there's some talk that if you talk to, and we've talked about it before, like, teams like different things at receiver. Some people I've talked to think he could end up top 10. Some people say, oh, he's probably a late first rounder. So he's going to be interesting to watch him, you know, at Indy, watch him run, see the route tree. The linebacker from Boise State, the kid who declared today, Leighton Vander Esch, is a stud. And that bowl game performance for me, watching him against Oregon, was one of those times where you're like, my goodness, like this kid is just all over the field. And, you know, he's a middle linebacker. He's 6'4", 240, has range. You know, he's been effective as a blitzer. So for me, like Oregon and Washington State were the two games this year where he was just a monster. And I think the kid's got a shot to go top 50. And to do so as a guy that we really haven't talked a whole lot about nationally this year. He's kind of been under the radar a little bit.
One thing we've been discussing on this show as we try to sift through whatever's left of the Bears' wreckage of a season is figuring out when the inevitable coaching changes are made, what the defensive philosophy is going to be. And there are some who say, look, this is a 3-4 defense with 3-4 personnel. And if you get a new coach who is going to be expected to win after three horrible years, they're not going to go through the transition. Yet you look at what the Rams did, and sure, they're blessed with Aaron Donald, who can line up anywhere and do what he does to terrorize opposing backfields. But when you look at the key Bears personnel, not just the guys who've emerged this year, but when you look at, you know, Leonard Floyd and some other guys, what is your first blush opinion on how painful or difficult a theoretical return to a 40 front would be?
I think it'd be pretty tough. Okay. And I know that that's like, it's kind of basic because anymore, you know, base defenses just aren't the thing. You know, you might be in base defense on first down and then you're just reacting to personnel. But I think a lot of the fundamentals or like the pillars of your defense do change a little bit, whether you're a 30 front or a 40 front. So I think it would be difficult. You know, Leonard Floyd, I've always thought he's going to have a hard time with his hand in the dirt primarily just because he's kind of a lean guy. So, you know, and you're almost kind of teaching him a different skill set because, you know, having to be able to rush with power or to disengage from a three-point stance as opposed to standing up and being in like a nine technique and you're just trying to dip and beat guys with agility and you're trying to set up speed moves. Akeem Hicks is special. I do think, you know, he's a natural fit in a 3-4, but is probably going to be just fine in a 4-3. But it is. It's always a risk. And, you know, I don't know that Ryan Pace is going to say, okay, you know, if we're going to hire whomever, Josh McDaniels, you got to run a 3-4. You don't do that. You let your coach coach. And the front office, you know, does front office things. So you can't handcuff your guy. And, you know, maybe the next head coach likes Vic Fangio and say, hey, just, like, why don't you hang out and let's just keep doing this. And you worry about your side, I'll worry about my side. But it is going to be something really interesting to watch. Like you said, whenever it happens, I've heard a lot of people speculate it won't happen on Monday because people don't want to fire somebody on January 1st. So it might all happen on Sunday. But it's, I think, like in, you know, for my world, like we've already been told, like, hey, don't get too wild because you don't know what time you're coming to work Monday morning because this stuff could start falling apart pretty quickly.
Is guard a position that the Bears should draft for? And I don't know how high we should think about it or talk about it, but Josh Sitton is having trouble completing games. We know what Kyle Long has went through injury-wise. We don't know if he's ever going to be the same, even though he's one of the tougher dudes in the NFL, seemingly. I don't know what the guard class is looking like. I think Notre Dame's got another one, if I'm not mistaken.
Their offensive line's outstanding.
Yeah, ridiculously good. Yeah. If you can get a guy like Zach Martin and plug him in for 8-9 years, you hit gold. But is guard a position that we should talk about a little bit more with the Bears?
I think so. I think, like, anytime you're picking in the top 10, you got to talk about every position, you know, right? Unless it was just one of those years where you had like a star get hurt and, okay, well, we sucked this year because our quarterback got hurt. So I look at the Bears and think, there's not a position we shouldn't be talking about. You know, even, and I'm a Trubisky guy, you know this, but you should always be thinking ahead. You should always be, well, we need a QB2 because we got to get Glennon and that salary out of here. We need a QB3. We need a developmental guy, even a running back. Okay, these guys break down fast. We need the next guy down the line. So as it relates to guard, even if Sitton and Kyle can get healthy and get back to being Pro Bowl players, you still always need depth. And you're always trying to churn the bottom of your roster. You're always trying to get younger, better, cheaper. So I don't think you should overlook someone like Quentin Nelson from Notre Dame. If he's there in the first round and he's your top-ranked guy and you don't want to reach for a wide receiver, yeah, draft him. He's 6'5", 330. He might be able to play right tackle as well. I mean, he's a tremendous athlete. He's probably I wrote about this earlier this week. If I had to pick one guy in college football to have my back in a fight, it would be Quentin Nelson because he's just mean. He's tough. So I don't think you could overlook anyone when your team's that bad. You know, you can't pick and choose and try to like spot fix a team that hasn't won in, gosh, how long? You know, so you really just have to take the best players when they're there.
Story close to home is that Northwestern's Clayton Thorson is going to return for his senior season. He's the winningest quarterback in school history. We know, I believe he's tied for touchdown passes, and he says he wants to play for another year. We've seen him make some throws. We also know that recent history for Northwestern quarterbacks is not terrible. Like Mike Kafka had a couple of cups of coffee. Trevor Siemian got an opportunity. Where on your radar now and going into next year would Clayton Thorson be?
Well, I got asked to advise on that, not by Clayton or not by the school, but just by some other people. And I told him I thought he should go back to school. And one of the big reasons was, you know, I think right now he probably would be a mid to late round pick, barring something that's just that I don't know about, good or bad. And so my argument was, look at the depth of this year's quarterback class. And we got Rosen, if Darnold comes out, Allen, Mayfield, Rudolph, Jackson, Luke Falk, Kyle Laletta, the Richmond kid, Mike White, the Western Kentucky kid. That's like eight or nine quarterbacks. It's usually about eight or nine quarterbacks drafted. So I felt like this year it was going to be a reach. Like, you don't, when you advise a kid, you're kind of like, okay, you're a first rounder, you're a second or third rounder, you're a day three kid, or you're undrafted. And for him, it was like, I can't guarantee that you're going to be drafted.
So who called? Did the school call you, or was it an advisor to him? I'm just wondering, how common is that for somebody to reach out to you in an official
very
capacity?
Common.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's very common. And I can't. Right. I can't say exactly who, because I don't want to, I don't have the kid's permission. But, no, that's incredibly common. And I'm sure it's the same for, I'm sure Daniel Jeremiah has friends who, talk to these kids. And whether it's a trainer or coach or an agent or family member, and they get your number somehow and say, hey, we're trying to figure out what to do, and we know you have contacts that we don't have, so help us out. So that was my pitch to them, was, listen, we can't guarantee this kid's going to get drafted this year. Next year, you put yourself after a strong year, your name's out there, you're on the radar, and you can establish yourself as one of those top eight quarterbacks instead of trying to fight your way into that group.
Should Josh Allen play in this bowl game tomorrow? Does he have something he has to play for? I know he's a little banged up as well. If you got a shoulder injury and you got a game where you could sit out, I'd be advising him not to. But does he think playing in this game will elevate his draft stock anymore?
I hope not. I haven't talked to him a lot in the last couple of weeks. He was trying to graduate and get through finals, and I'm not trying to mess with the kid, And I'm a little busy too. I don't just hang out with 21-year-olds a whole lot. But one of the last things I told him was, man, if you're going to come out, you got nothing to play for. And even if you're not going, even if you're going to go back, and he's confident he's not. I'm 99.9% sure he's not, and he did just graduate. So it's like, I understand you want to put the jersey on one more time, and you don't want to go out hurt. There's just a pride thing to that, and you're a leader, and you don't want to leave your teammates behind, and you want to win a bowl game. But, man, I wouldn't do it. I really wouldn't. I would say, guys, I gave you my all. I played hurt and got hurt, and I've graduated, and I'm going to get myself ready for the Senior Bowl because that's where I can raise my draft stock. I can't do it in this meaningless bowl game that no one's going to watch. So I think the key, maybe I'm being a conspiracy theorist, I would look at it and say, oh, okay, man, he got cleared to play. That means he's healthy. And then I would come out and say, sorry, guys, I'm declaring for the NFL draft. Let me get ready for the Senior Bowl. Because, like we saw with Rodgers the other night, man, you take eight or nine hits and you just set yourself back. Why do that when the Senior Bowl's in a month?
Have a very Merry Christmas, Matt. Thank you.
Likewise, guys.
Can we get that information for the code drive? A couple people have asked via text.
Yeah, it's on my Facebook page. If you go to just facebook.com/NFL Draft Scout, it's right up there.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Matt Miller, who has joined us weekly for a while now with that information on Thorson's. That's good stuff because, he's 6'4", 230. A segment brought to you by Burlington. The holiday countdown is on. Hurry into your Burlington store today and save big on all your last-minute gifting, watches, wireless, gift baskets, sweaters, toys, Burlington gifts for everyone.
Your commissioner of baseball got into it yesterday, and it was not a good look. We should hear this audio next on the Bernstein and Golf Show, 670 The Score.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Baltimore is a motivated seller, and no one's asked Manny Machado, not that he has any say in the matter.
Yeah, the reports are that the Orioles are going to take him off the market if they don't give more for him. I don't think the White Sox should up their offer at all. Getting a guy like that, it just doesn't seem real White Sox to me.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. As today marks the annual December solstice, it's now time for my all-winter team. And since this is the shortest day of the year, Ray Knight and Alvin Dark will be our co-managers. The outfield may get nippy with Albert Bell, a.k.a. Mr. Freeze, Ivy Shiver and Nomar Mazara, nicknamed the Big Chill. Ron Say, the Penguin, will platoon with Ken Reitz, the Zamboni, at third, or I might try to strike a balance among the Freezes, Gene, George, and David, and of course, Bill Melton. Bill White of Pittsburgh's Allegheny's fame is at shortstop, and if I play JT Snow at first, it would perfectly position Ski Emilio at second. Righties Jesse and Clarence Winters will pitch, the catcher Steve Christmas, of course, and southpaw Derek Holland. The Dutch Oven reminds us that this is all part of the Hot Stove League. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hey, girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips, too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates, too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Scott Muller here from Muller's Woodfield Acura. I just want to start by saying thank you for such a wonderful year and that we couldn't be one of Chicagoland's biggest and best Acura dealers without you. Now, while this year is almost over, it's not too late to get more savings during the Season of Performance event. Shopping with us is more exclusive. Enjoy looking for your new car without the hassle of long lines and large crowds in our spectacular, brand new state-of-the-art Acura facility. That's the holidays, the Muller way. With Muller's Woodfield Acura, you get more attention to detail. We take the time to take care of all of our customers and make sure their every question is answered and every worry is addressed. So if you're ready to get more for less, then don't miss the Season of Performance event. And let me just say, from the Muller family to yours, we hope you have a happy, healthy holiday season. Visit Muller's Woodfield Acura in Hoffman Estates or online at mullerswoodfieldacura.com. You will not be disappointed.
Tempur-Pedic is the number one mattress in America, and Chicagoland buys it at Art Van Pure Sleep, the Midwest number one mattress store. Only Art Van Pure Sleep has an exclusive diagnostic sleep test that fits you to the right Tempur-Pedic for your body and your budget at the lowest price. And Art Van Pure Sleep will back it up with our exclusive 365-night guarantee. If you don't feel your Tempur-Pedic mattress is right for you, just return it and get your money back. Shop today, Chicagoland, and get a free Amazon Echo. Plus, no interest for 72 months. And every Tempur-Pedic is in stock for immediate free next-day delivery guaranteed. If not, your Tempur-Pedic mattress is free. It's where Chicagoland buys Tempur-Pedic.
Art Van Pure Sleep, the great night sleep store.
See it all and shop it all at artvan.com.
Price.
Nothing cures the wintertime blues quite like the dream of hitting the Mega Millions jackpot, and now that jackpot's more than $200 million. Get over to IllinoisLottery.com to see how big your dreams can get. Mega Millions tickets can be purchased at a retailer, online, or through the Illinois Lottery app. The jackpot keeps growing, so play today. And remember, luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So
that,
do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
I still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully, it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year, because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
6 p.m. That's right. Any size is back. Stop in today for a freshly brewed afternoon boost. America runs on Dunkin'. Call Cagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help.
It's time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss during the Mercedes-Benz winter event. Oh, what fun it is to take advantage of special offers and attractive lease programs on every 2017 and 2018 Mercedes-Benz model we have in stock. And Knauss has them all. C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, sedans, coupes, and cabriolets. Each one a stunning, luxurious, engineering marvel designed with class-leading performance and innovations. So step inside our showroom and look around. You'll be excited in ways you have never imagined. Plus, if you're looking for a new Mercedes-Benz SUV, every model is attractively priced and ready for immediate delivery. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. One more big reason Knauss is the choice for your next Mercedes-Benz. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff, Knauss.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Kopp Show. So, Rob Manfred went on the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio, and Dan Le Batard, longtime Miami native, guy who really cares about that city and who has hated what's happened baseball-wise, because, you know, his baseball is in his blood. His father is Cuban. He loves the game. He taught him the game. He's a part of that community, and what that ownership group has done over the last decade or so, tearing the hearts out of baseball fans in Miami over and over again, he wasn't having it. So Rob Manfred went on his show and he put the screws to him.
I do appreciate that you took the time to do this for us, because South Florida is really mad. Baseball has been really bad to South Florida for many years, and I don't believe that baseball deserves a single customer in South Florida. So that's where we start. Were you aware?
Well, can I stop? Let me just stop you. I mean, you know, I understand the concerns that have been expressed in South Florida. The one thing that I think you leave out in your description is there have been two World Series champions in South Florida.
Rob, were you aware of Jeter's plan to trade players and / payroll?
You know, it's interesting.
Yes or no, please? Yes or no, please?
You know, I'm happy to do yes or no's.
You can add, you can elaborate afterward. I just want to know if you were aware of that plan. Like, you if you did you approve a plan that had / payroll again for South Florida?
We do not approve operating decisions by any ownership, new owners,
Rob,
current owners or not.
Rob.
And as a result, the answer to that question is no. I'm not going to be deposed
like this is some adversary thing. You want to ask me questions, I'll answer them the way that I want to answer them.
Okay,
if
but
that's not
fine.
Good enough, we can move on.
No, that's fine. I'll do it that way. But you can't come. You're coming on here and saying that you weren't aware of Jeter's plan to trade players and slash payroll. Like we're starting with a lie, Rob. Like that's where we're starting. Like. You can't
no,
tell me you're not aware of that.
I'm not going to have you call me a liar. I explained to you that we do not get involved in operating level decisions in the ownership process, the ownership approval process. Clubs make those local decisions.
Rob, were you aware of his plan, though? Were you aware of it?
No. We did not have player-specific plans from the Miami Marlins or any other team
did every
that
plan
we approve in the ownership process. Those are decisions that the individual owners make, and they do not have to be cleared with us
did
or approved by us.
Did every plan that end up on your desk from all the owners all have payroll slashing in them? Yes or no? Not individual players, payroll slashing to take care of the debt. Yes or no?
The first payroll plan from the new ownership arrived here 2 days ago.
Did you know that a dismantling was coming? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
We approved, look, this is really simple. We approved a very well-funded group that made numerous presentations to us about their commitment to provide winning baseball in South Florida over the long haul. Okay, that's generally what we look for in the approval process. We don't get into, are you going to trade player X or player Y at a particular point in time, nor do we ask them to make a commitment as to what they're going to do with payroll before they've even got in and made an evaluation of their talent level, their ability to win with the people that they have there. That's just not how the ownership process works.
I believe they're committed to making money, and I believe you've made it very easy for them to make money whether they have fans or not. And I don't know that that's refutable.
Let me be really clear about that. If you believe it's easy to make money in South Florida with Major League Baseball, you are really dramatically ill-informed.
I know, but I don't understand. The stadium was supposed to. Yeah, Jeffrey Loria just made $1.2 million, and he bought in for $10 million.
He made over $1 billion, Commissioner.
All right, we got to go. I'm sorry, Commissioner. We're 10 minutes past time. Thank you for. I appreciate you being respectful. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye.
Dan Lebatard cares deeply about South Florida sports.
Yes, he does.
He does, and he's a really smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think he did a good job.
I do too, because however, I also think that a commissioner is not necessarily in a position to tell an owner what to do or what not to do.
But if an ownership group has to present to you the plan for you to ratify their ownership of the team and say you can go ahead and with this, I approve this group. If every group in front of you has, first thing we have to do is cut payroll again with this team, that's all Dan was asking him. And the fact that he couldn't say yes, you know, made it look worse for him.
It sounded to me like he was probably lying. However, another tack for a commissioner, if he's being honest, could say, yes, I knew, and that happens. Unfortunately, owners can do what they want. Some owners have a different sense of a civic trust with what they're expected to do as business owners, but these are, and if fans want to make decisions based on what owners tell them, we can ask for transparency, but this is what this ownership is going to do. It does not, my role as a commissioner is to make sure that it is a viable ownership where there could be a reasonable path to creating and sustaining a winner.
Couple more minutes on this, and right. The other side of an update.
And that may be a weaselly way to do it.
There's a certain way to do it.
There is a way to not come off as smarmy and say that there's an understanding of no two teams do the baseball business quite the same way.
All right.
Scoreboard update.
3:32 from the Chicago Wolves update studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal, and the first four games between the two teams have been decided by one goal. The Wolves host Rockford in a rematch that's coming up on Saturday, December 30th at the Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We begin with some injury news regarding the Bears, who play winless Cleveland on Sunday at Soldier Field. Neither guard Josh Sitton or defensive back Sherrick McManus practice today. One other injury note around the league. Green Bay will be without wide receiver Davante Adams on Saturday against Minnesota, and the NFL has fined the Seattle Seahawks $100,000 for not following the concussion protocol when quarterback Russell Wilson got knocked silly in a game back in November. Pro basketball, the Bulls put their 7-game win streak on the line tonight in Cleveland. College hoops will have the DePaul Miami of Ohio game. That's tonight right here on the Score. The broadcast starting at 7:45. Hockey, the Blackhawks look to make it 6 straight wins when they play Dallas this evening. And the Wolves won their 6th in a row this afternoon. They knocked off Grand Rapids the final 5-4. Real-time sports in Elk Grove Village is the place to hold this year's holiday party, offering a variety of package plans with private rooms available. When booking your party, mention the Score and receive a 20% discount. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lexus of Naperville.
It's back. The annual Lexus of Naperville December to Remember sales event is going on now. Get our most aggressive finance and lease specials of the year on the new Lexus you've wanted. Lexus of Naperville is on Aurora Avenue or at Lexus of...
This from Whitney McIntosh from SB Nation writes, what do they know and when do they know it? MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred and the entire office of the commissioner, it seems, got caught in a lie on Wednesday about whether they knew of the plans by new Marlins ownership to drastically slash payroll before the new ownership was approved by the league. The unraveling of Manfred's attempt at a deniability began Wednesday morning in an interview with ESPN's Dan Lebatar, during which things got scrappy fast. In the interview, Manfred discussed his office's alleged knowledge of the plans by the new Marlins ownership group to drastically slash their salary commitments moving forward. That assertion was denied hours later by a report in the Miami Herald, and now it seems that Manfred has some explaining to do when it comes to what he actually knew and why he publicly denied it. After multiple opening volleys, the commissioner said, we do not get involved in operating level decisions in the ownership process. But that wasn't the question he was posed. And instead of letting him skirt around answering on a technicality, Lebatar continued to push for a simple yes or no. Manfred finally gave an exasperated no and insisted that the first payroll plan for the new Marlins ownership group arrived at the league a mere 2 days ago. Lebatar insisted, quote, you know what the money is, you know what Jeter has, you knew the dollar amounts, and continued to try and get Manfred to give him a direct answer, but whether he was aware of the payroll slashing sale, that a dismantling was coming, and Manfred circles back to the fact that he was presented a plan that was committed to providing, quote, winning baseball eventually. In a hugely condescending manner, Manfred explains that they explore the financial withdrawal of the group. Of the group and interviewed the new ownership group to understand how it was going to run the club before it was approved but denied about any payroll slashing goals before the approval. However, later Wednesday, a source texted the Miami Herald with the following information from the bidding process. Quote, commissioner said was not aware of Jeter plan to slash payroll. Absolutely not true. They request and receive the operating plan from all bidders. Project Wolverine, the name for Jeter's plan, called on his group to reduce payroll to $85 million.
Okay.
This was vetted and approved by MLB prior to approval by MLB.
Is it called Project Wolverine because they're slicing it with adamantium claws?
And he's a Michigan alum.
I picture Wolverine just slashing.
Everything must go, yeah. Right? Every Jeter investor and non-investor has the Wolverine financial plan of slashing payroll to $85 million. Widely circulated. Project Wolverine, they actually named a strategic ownership plan Project Wolverine. Nothing has ever done so much to convince me that Derek Jeter fashions himself a baseball superhero than naming a salary plan Project Freaking Wolverine. He definitely dresses up as an X-Men character at home and pretends to fight crime when he should be paying attention to running the team he just bought. Yes, I'm aware Jeter is a Michigan man, even though he never actually attended or played for Michigan. I just try not to talk about Michigan sports whenever possible. Carry on. According to this Herald report, one thing he apparently doesn't care about is a fan base getting a rebuild that actually has a goal besides spend as little money as possible and maintaining transparency in how the league approves new ownership groups, as well as how much weight is given to these groups' plans for their new baseball toy. We talked about this yesterday, Dan, and I mentioned baseball may have not a big problem, but a little bit of a problem when you're selling off the MVP, freshly voted MVP,
especially
the Dodgers and the Yankees.
It's also
cutting payroll and what you mentioned about, you know, the possible,
you know,
it's not a neutral example.
Collusion, but collusion situation that's going on in free agency.
It's not a neutral example because it's South Florida, and they when Manfred says, "Hey, you got two World Series," you've also had two full blown slash and burn tear down sell offs, and then fleeced taxpayers for your building.
Oh yeah, with the Jose Reyes, Mark Burley, all that stuff that was done to make that awful, awful building, that awful stadium, which is one of the worst looking things aesthetically that you could possibly see in any sports arena.
Oh, and even where the layout, the traffic patterns, mm-hmm. getting to it, all that except for that, maybe the aquarium,
the psychedelic thing,
and the psychedelic thing. Yeah, there's not much to recommend it.
To have drawn that up. And then think about how they entered the thing with, you know, Ozzy and, you know, the Venezuelan, you know, situation where he mentioned some things about, there's a Fidel Castro that he talked about. And then people were like, hey, by the way, Fidel Castro kind of did some things to a lot of Cubans, and this is a heavily populated Cuban, you know, area. But yeah, this entire thing, it just reeks, and it's never happened to this city where you've had to constantly worry about an owner not putting in or not. I know people like to make the jokes about Jerry Reinsdorf and
the McCaskies are cheap.
Right, the McCaskies. But I mean, when they show up on Julius Peppers' doorstep at midnight with a bag full of money, or they, you know, Jerry Reinsdorf.
Hey, Mike Glennon, right, $15 million.
Jerry Reinsdorf shows up and gives, you know, Albert Bell all the money he ever wanted, or Michael Jordan all the money he ever wanted. Like, those things go out the window a little bit, but to have your heart ripped out as much as Miami baseball fans have had their heart ripped out. And I know they got two World Series, but Rob Manfred, that's not a good look for him on any step.
The segment brought to you by Davison Invention Services. Got an idea for a new product or app? Get it off the ground before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit. 800-294-7417. 800-294-7417. In other news is next. I've got one of the stranger stories that I've ever brought to this segment. I also have a current NBA player who is in jail. He's serving a jail sentence, and he's still playing.
Oh, okay. Well, I have an NBA story as well that should, will involve.
And no, it's not Nico Mirotic.
Will involve jail time. And also a very, what I would call, curious decision by College Football Playoffs National Championship halftime.
Weird Al Yankovic?
I did not think they would go this route.
Is it Weird Al Yankovic?
You will find out after a break. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. In other news next, right here on The Score.
Up next for the 4-10 Bears, it's a Christmas Eve battle of the bad as the Bears face the Browns at Soldier Field. Get a full preview right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7.
Go right now to simplisafe.com/best.
Tempur-Pedic is the number one mattress in America, and Chicagoland buys it at Art Van Pure Sleep, the Midwest number one mattress store. Only Art Van Pure Sleep has an exclusive diagnostic sleep test that fits you to the right Tempur-Pedic for your body and your budget at the lowest price. And Art Van Pure Sleep will back it up with our exclusive 365-night guarantee. If you don't feel your Tempur-Pedic mattress is right for you, just return it and get your money back. Shop today, Chicagoland, and get a free Amazon Echo, plus no interest for 72 months. And every Tempur-Pedic is in stock for immediate free next-day delivery guaranteed. If not, your Tempur-Pedic mattress is free. It's where Chicagoland buys Tempur-Pedic.
Art Van Pure Sleep, the great night sleep store.
See it all and shop it all at artvan.com.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared. and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8
can... And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Scooter.
Yep. We're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also in other news,
the whistle's got woo.
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob
said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
All right, so I told you I had a story that someone should probably end up or will probably end up in jail. You have a story where someone is in jail.
Is in jail, a current NBA player.
We talked about the Lorenzen Wright murder.
Yes.
I don't know how it came up in conversation, but as of pretty recent here, and this is from NBCSports.com. If you don't remember, Lorenzen Wright, long arm, big man from the University of Memphis. Or was it still Memphis State back then? I think it was Memphis State when Penny was there. They changed the University of Memphis. Yeah, a decent player. Had a decent career. Long career. This is from Riverside, California, though. The ex-wife of former NBA player Lorenzen Wright is fighting authorities' attempt to extradite her from California to Tennessee, where she's charged with killing him in 2010. Shara Wright made a very brief appearance Wednesday in Riverside County Superior Court. A judge explained that the only issue in her extradition is whether or not she's the person named in the arrest warrant out of Memphis, which is weird to me. Yeah.
Saying it's like an identity issue?
Right. She was told to return for a hearing January 8th. Her attorney told her, told the Desert Sun newspaper after the hearing that Wright is simply, quote, exercising a right to go through the process. Shara Wright was arrested last week and charged with first degree murder in the death of Lorenzen Wright, who played for five teams over 13 seasons as a forward and center in the NBA. Apparently, if I remember correctly, in the case, it was a gunshot wound to the head that killed him, and everybody was wondering, you know, was he in trouble? Did he owe anybody money? And now, as of late here, they were talking about 7 years. As of late here, in these last few days, police and authorities believe that it was his ex-wife, and she is now not trying to go back to Tennessee to be prosecuted any further.
Lakers guard Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is serving a 25-day jail sentence after pleading guilty on December 13th to a probation violation he committed this summer. KCP failed to comply with the Michigan court's drug and alcohol screening order, part of a 12-month probation, according to the prosecutor's office in Auburn Hills, Michigan, where the Lakers player was stopped on suspicion of DUI on March 29th. That's according to the LA Times. The 24-year-old is serving his sentence in the Seal Beach Police Department Detention Center. And under a work release program, he is being allowed to leave the facility for games and practices, according to court and jail officials and court documents. He is not allowed to leave the state, which will result in missed games in Houston and Minneapolis. He is expected to be at the Lakers game against the Warriors in Oakland on Friday. Lakers declined to comment. Neither Caldwell Pope's agent nor his attorney could be reached for comments. Court records show Caldwell Pope must wear a GPS monitor outside of the detention facility. When he returns from games or practices, he must submit to a breath test. And according to court documents, should Caldwell Pope violate any of the terms of the agreement, he will be sentenced to 93 days in Oakland County Jail.
I wonder how that affects his contract. Because if I know that you're not going to be participating in road games, is that a finable offense, even though, like, I don't know, how does that
No, because they already knew. So he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of allowing a person to operate his vehicle under the influence. He was sentenced to 12 months probation on June 14th with the same conditions, barred from leaving Michigan without permission. He then received permission to travel for free agency to his home state of Georgia, and the Lakers signed him to a one-year, $18 million deal, and he was allowed to travel as needed to play for the Lakers. He was suspended for the first two games of the year under the league's substance abuse policy.
Mm-hmm.
Played in the Lakers' next 24 games unencumbered by travel restrictions. So it sounds like this is all taken into account and everything is pursuant to league discipline. So I don't think there should be a contract effective. He's already served the league penalty.
Man's
right?
In jail and getting buckets.
Yep, getting money.
That's crazy. All right, Dan. The college football playoff national championship game will have some added flair because guess who is going to be part of the halftime show? No, not guess who's going to be part of the halftime show. Part of the halftime show.
All right. Yes and no questions.
Okay.
Is it a currently popular artist?
Yes.
Is it a hip hop artist?
Yes.
Is it a hip hop artist that whose work I enjoy?
I don't. No. Nah, no.
No?
I don't see. You may enjoy it and not know that you're enjoying it, though.
Okay.
You should enjoy it.
You should. He's got one of the best, if not the best, hip-hop album out this year.
Is it Kendrick Lamar?
It is Kendrick Lamar. Per Angela Yang. And Per Angela Yang of ESPN Media Zone, the outlet announced Tuesday that Lamar will be the featured musical act at halftime of the January 8th college football title game. Quote, having the opportunity to perform at halftime of what will surely be the best game of the year between two deserving universities is truly an honor, Kendrick Lamar said. Thank you, ESPN, for having me be the first halftime performer ever at the college football playoff national championship. In May, it was announced that ESPN and the College Football Playoff were looking for a musical act to perform at halftime of the national championship game. And Lamar's concert will take place at Centennial Olympic Park in Atlanta, located near the site of this year's title game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. As noted in the original announcement earlier this year, the marching bands for both participating teams will still perform as part of the halftime festivities. The 2018 College Football Playoff National Championship, of course, will feature the winners of the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl, each of which will be played on New Year's Day. This is a very interesting selection.
Why?
Because Kendrick Lamar has had some very politically charged lyrics over the last couple of albums, and it's not I hate Donald Trump or kill white people or any other things that people who don't really listen to hip hop think.
Want to get me a shotgun to kill everybody else.
It's not that at all, but he is a very pro-black rapper. And yeah. I know how people may think pro-black means anti-white these days, and you'd be wrong, but
it's zero sum.
Right, exactly. Exactly. The We Gonna Be All Right song is an anthem for a lot of people, and then you kind of listen to those lyrics and you find out why he thinks everybody's gonna be all right and what you have to move through. So shout out to college football. The college game day has a totally different kind of theme to start their college broadcast off with. So the fact that KDOT is going to be doing a halftime show, I can't wait for the reactions to this one.
A little bit of breaking news here. A tweet from Darren Rovell. Papa John's announces founder John Schnatter, who caused a stir with his comments about NFL players and the anthem, is out as chief executive officer. He will now serve as chairman, but Papa John is no longer the titular CEO of Papa John's.
Made the block too hot, man. Yeah. People coming to the stash house.
I don't think that was the exact wording
that
used
was the first
by
press
the board.
You made the block way too hot, Papa John.
All right, but that's not why you called, right. And I believe that this is an AP story out of New York. A New York City man.
New York City?
Who says he has a fear of the Tasmanian devil. Claims his father-in-law repeatedly scared him with a toupee that looks like the cartoon character. The New York...
Wait.
Yeah, that's Belit. That's Belit. The New York Post reports Yunus Dole was arrested in November for violating a restraining order filed by his son-in-law, Mazen Dayem. The 36-year-old says Dole terrorized him at a funeral by waving the hairpiece and snarling. It was Ernie Accorsi. He told him what executive to hire. This is... The Staten Island man says he's had a fear of the Tasmanian devil his entire life. And Diem claims his father-in-law has taken advantage of his phobia since 2013. He filed a restraining order in September following an altercation with Dole at a restaurant. An attorney for Dole labeled the case as a family dispute, but Dole faces charges of criminal contempt and aggravated harassment.
Can't wave that thing at just anybody.
But,
I mean...
Is it
a weapon?
Well, here's the thing. Are you scared of the cartoon character? Because there is an actual animal called a Tasmanian devil.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a marsupial. Like it's like a dog-sized marsupial. But that's not the same as the cartoon character.
I'm just picturing someone who looks like Charlie Casserly walking around waving his piece of
paper. But the fact is, he was actually charged. They actually said, "Oh, you know, you violated this." The fact that they granted a restraining order and they charged the guy for violating it, they must find some veracity to his phobia.
Last thing I have: a couple of nights ago in D.C., LeBron James, who has his LeBron 15s out, he wore his shoes and he had Equality on the back. And it caused quite a stir.
Equality?
Right. What do you mean?
How dare you?
He wore one white shoe and one black shoe, and he was asked about it. And he said, being in D.C., we know where we are right now. We know who's at the helm. Us as Americans, no matter the skin color, no matter the race, no matter who you are, I think we all have to understand having equal rights and being able to stand for something, speak for something, keeping the conversation going. Obviously, I've been outspoken and well-spoken about the situation that's going on. We're not going to let anybody dictate to us Americans how beautiful and how powerful we are as people. Equality is all about understanding our rights, understanding that what we stand for and how powerful we are as men, as women, black or white or Hispanic. It doesn't matter your race or whatever the case may be. This is a beautiful country. We're never going to let one person dictate how beautiful and powerful we are. Ah, LeBron, just another stop on the train to glory, damn it. Give me a better representative, not named Bill Russell, that's still alive,
yeah,
that's got those
you?
NBA stripes on him.
So
that's my guy. I am always going to be a LeBron Sean Fanning, if he continues to be as regular and as awesome as he's always been, just another feather in his cap as he marches along to the what is the greatest 15th season in NBA history for a single player. You look at anybody's 15th year, they have not performed at the level this man is performing.
Yeah, you better chill out or it's going to come to a crashing halt. The segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Joe Cowley talks about the rampaging Bulls who will be taking on LeBron James and the Cavaliers at the Q tonight. He's up next on The Score.
The newspaper.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Come see how better drives us.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new